Joey.
Brother.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Pretty good. It's good talking to you.
Good talking to you, man.
Been a fan of the band for a really long time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Congratulations on another kick-ass album.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, you know, we need guys like you to, you know, let the world know that it is a kick-ass album.
Oh, man,
to,
it sure is.
Play the hell out of it.
Oh, no problem. We've been doing that for 2.5 years since I've been on the air.
Thank you. Well, all I can say is the more the merrier. I mean, I really feel that this is going to be the year for Manowar. If you guys just stay on this record, man, just stay on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen, man.
Oh, yeah.
We can't do it without your help, man, I'll tell you.
Can we start off with some station IDs?
You know it.
Whenever you're ready, just roll it.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Wimps, this is Joey DeMeo from Manowar, and I'm telling you, you better listen to Joe Klee on Metalmorphosis, 88.7 FM, WUJC. Listen or die.
Sounds real good. You're one of the founding members of the band, aren't you?
Yeah.
How did you guys get together?
Well, we just decided to put a band together that would totally kick ass.
Mm-hmm. Have you known the other members in the band, you know, long before you guys started playing?
I knew Eric all my life. We sort of grew up together.
Where was that?
Upstate New York. But I met Ross in England while I was out on tour with Black Sabbath. And, he and I decided to form a band that would totally kill. And I said, I've got the singer. It was just a question of finding the drummer. And one thing led to another, and voila.
Did you guys play out for a long time doing covers or anything like that before you started doing originals?
No, not at all. We just got together, did a demo tape of original songs, and we were signed and took it from there.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't play out really for a long time before you were signed then?
No, we got together, did the demo, recorded the album, and then played our first gig.
And then, how long after that was Battle Hymns released? That was your first record, right?
That was the first album. Battle Hymns was released in 82.
Uh-huh. A couple songs. That's probably one of my favorite albums by the band.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Probably one of the songs that really sticks out would be like Shell Shock.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything to do with writing the lyrics and the music?
Pardon me?
Do you write lyrics?
Yes, I do. I write all the lyrics.
What was some of the, seemed like a lot of the motivation for that first record had to do a lot with war and, you know, things like that. Was that like a general concept that was running through your mind as you were writing those songs?
Well, to tell you the truth, I mean, I think the Vietnam War had a strong influence on a lot of people, and it seems like it's fashionable right now to do it, you know, and talk about it. But, you know, we were onto it a while ago. It was just something that left a lasting impression. You know, I think those guys that went over to Nam got a raw deal.
How about your bass solo, William's Tale?
How about it?
How did you come about writing that?
Well, I mean, I've always played bass, you know, sort of wild and, you know, different than what most people would play. And we thought, why not have something on the album that'll be different?
Was that written specifically for the album, or is that something that, like, you had done live for a long time?
No, I had done it live a couple of times, but I fooled around with it. I really wasn't serious about it, you know. Mm-hmm. But Ross said, hey, that sounds cool. Put it on the album. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, why not?
Did you guys do a lot of touring following that first record?
Yeah, we did. We went out and played quite a bit.
Who were you playing with at the time?
Pardon me?
Who were you playing with at the time?
We played some gigs with Ted Nugent. We did 5 dates with him out of 30. And, you know, went out and did a few shows of our own.
Did you write songs for the next record while you were on the road?
No, we came off, actually, and started writing right after the Battle Hymns tour. Started working on stuff for Into Glory Ride.
And that came out shortly after that, then.
Right.
Maybe we should probably jump to what's been your most successful album to date, which would be Fighting the World.
Right.
Who did the cover for that?
Ken Kelly.
Okay.
He's the artist that did the cover for the new album, Kings of Metal.
That album definitely went over, you know, really well for you guys. Do you have any ideas why that, you know, that album suddenly took off?
Well, I don't think it was a question of the album suddenly taking off. It's a question of having an American record company, which we hadn't had on the previous album.
So you had a lot more promotions and stuff for that album.
Yeah.
And you also did a video for Blow Your Speakers, wasn't it?
Right.
Uh-huh. Where was that filmed at?
That was filmed upstate New York at a speedway.
And you guys toured pretty extensively off that record.
Yeah, we toured a bit. You know, we're going to go out on a massive world tour this week and support the new album we start. And we expect to be out a good long time.
Who are you going to be touring with?
We're going to go out and do a couple dates with Ted Nugent. And we're going to be out there on our own all across the country. We'll be in America up until March. And then we go to Europe for a couple months, and then we'll be back here in May.
Are you going to do any shows with Hades on this tour?
Hades is going to be doing a couple shows.
Yeah, I talked to Stu from Torrid earlier today.
Right. They're going to be doing a couple shows up in Boston.
Okay, how about the new record? Where did you guys record that?
It was recorded in Chicago.
Did you guys write that stuff again, like when you were off your tour?
Yeah, we don't usually write on the road. We're too busy concentrating on playing while we're out on the road.
Do you come up with the music or with the lyrics first, and then you try and tailor the music around that, or is it the other way around?
Actually, it all depends on the song. You know, it's different every time.
So basically, you guys just present ideas to each other and then, you know, work from there.
Yeah, it's sort of a magical process. Things just happen.
There's some songs on the new album that really stuck out in my mind also, like the first track, Wheels of Fire, which is very fast, you know, kind of thrashy kind of a track.
Right.
Is there any kind of, what was your inspiration definitely for that song?
Well, you know, I think we all like to drive fast. I think most people like to get in a car and just burn down the road. You know, cars, motorcycles, whatever. You know, a speedboat on water. I think speed and power, you know, are sort of synonymous with heavy metal.
That's kind of been a symbol of a lot of your songwriting, you know, with the you know, the speed and the power. And
right.
It's just the real intensity.
Right,
and
that's it.
And that definitely blows over live. You guys have a phenomenal live show.
Thank you.
I saw you guys when you were at the Akron Agora.
Uh-huh.
During that show, I was really, really impressed.
Oh, great, thank you.
How about the ballad on the record, Heart of Steel?
Right.
What was your motivation for that one?
Well, we've always had a slow song on every album. I mean, that's just a standard thing with Manowar. Each album, we have something really super fast, something very slow, you know, maybe an instrumental of some sort. Something, you know, something real crazy.
Was your bass solo Sting of the Bumblebee written just for the record?
Well, I wanted to do a bass solo. So many of the fans had said, please, you know, please do another bass solo. So I figured, okay, why not? And I had been playing around with Flight of the Bumblebee. And figured, you know, the adaptation would be pretty cool.
So you went ahead and put that on the record then?
Went ahead and did it. Let me tell you, it was a hard one to play, brother.
Are you doing that live?
Pardon me? Yeah, I do it live.
How about the song Kingdom Come?
Right.
That seems a little bit different from a lot of the stuff that you've other done. It seemed like you incorporated an orchestra and a choir in that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you use for that?
We used a choir that was from England called the Canolder Male Choir. It was 100 guys singing in a cathedral in Birmingham, England.
Is there any? Why did you decide to do something like that?
Well, we've always wanted to have some of the classical influences that we have in our music really be carried forth as far as it could. So that's basically the reason. You know, we're a very classically influenced band.
What were some of your influences early on when you started playing?
All the great bands, you know, Mountain, Cream, Led Zeppelin, just great, great bands, The Who.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing about 15 years.
Is Manowar the first serious band that you've been in?
No, I've had other serious bands. I used to be in a band called Elf, which was Ronnie Dio's old band for a while. But, you know, this is the band. This is the one.
Did you record anything with Elf?
No, I was in Elf following Craig Gruber's departure, and of course Ronnie went on to do Rainbow.
How about the song Pleasure Slave?
Right.
What is what was the motivation for putting kind of a raunchier kind of song on the record?
Well, I mean, everywhere we go, girls are always saying, "Tie me up." And you know, that's just the way it is. You meet a lot of girls on the road that like to party and have a good time. And so we just sort of recorded one of our parties in the studio for the intro. That's live. That's real, by the way.
And that was recorded actually in the studio?
That's right. Yeah, one night we just got so psyched up. We had a few girls in the studio. We just cut loose. And, you know, it's just one of those things.
How about the intro piece to the Into Glory Ride record?
Right.
What? Where did you guys record that? Is that just done in the studio?
Yeah, that was done in Rochester. Uh-huh. I think that's something that was... That was sort of half live, half not, you know, half real, half put together. But the motivation behind it was, I think we've all been caught at one time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if that was that based on a personal experience?
Yeah, hell yeah, it happens to everybody, right? I mean, somebody's always catching you in bed with somebody, whether it's a brother, a sister, mother, father, friends, walking, you know, everybody gets walked in on while you're drilling, you know what I mean?
How long were you guys in the studio for this one?
For this album?
Yeah.
6 months.
6 months? That's a long time.
Yeah.
Were you guys in and out, or was that basically, you know?
No, that's straight through.
That's straight through?
Straight through.
How do you guys record? Do you record the drums first and then build around that, or do you record like a pre-production
type? Actually, it's different every time. I mean, you know, some albums will start with drums, some will start with bass, some will start with vocals. It all depends, really. It's never the same.
You guys plan to go out on an extensive tour then for this record?
Definitely. We're going to be doing about 15 countries this year.
Really? Will that be the biggest one you've done so far?
Pardon me?
Would that be the biggest tour so far?
Yeah, this year. I mean, they get bigger every year. We did 13 countries last year.
Where's your favorite place to play?
Anywhere.
Do you have a city that sticks out or anything like that?
Pardon me?
Do you have a city that sticks out as being extra special or?
No, I mean, we just like to play. Any city that we play in is special, you know, that night, because we give everything we've got. You know, when we're there with our brothers and sisters at True Metal, that's all we care about. It doesn't matter whether it's 20 people or 20,000. We just get on there and kill.
Okay, do you have any videos coming for the record?
We probably will do one.
Do you have any idea what track it's going to be for?
Not at the moment.
Did you write all the lyrics for this one?
Yes.
What's your favorite track on it?
Crown in the Ring.
Crown in the Ring? What was your motivation behind writing that?
Well, I just wanted to have the full choir, the full orchestra, and Eric's, just the purity of his voice, expressing, you know, the ideas that we live by. And I didn't want it interrupted by any other instrumentation. You know, I thought the song should be kept as pure as the ideas are to us. So that was basically the idea.
How about Warrior's Prayer? Who did the narration for that?
That was the two parts of the narration. The little boy was actually the son of a woman who owns a hotel in England that we stay at all the time. And his voice just sounded perfect for the part of the little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandfather's voice was done by one of the gentlemen that was a singer in the choir. He just has a lovely speaking voice.
Mm-hmm. What made you put some kind of a track like that, just a strictly narrated track on the record?
Well, it's different. I mean, it's something that you don't hear every day.
Uh-huh. So you guys are always striving, you know, to do alternative types of things.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you know, I hear so many records say every song sounds like the next and the next.
Uh-huh.
I think it's boring.
Mm-hmm. Well, that should about do it, unless you have any, you know, final comments that you'd like
to make. Well, I just want to say thanks for your support, and thanks for the support of all the listeners out there. We'll never let you people down. You know, we believe in what we're doing. We believe in our audience. And that's what keeps us going.
Well, your audience definitely believes in you, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've always said we're not the biggest, but we got the strongest crowd in the world.
And, oh, yeah.
It takes 10 of anybody else's fans to make one man a war follower, that's for sure.
Hey, could I get maybe a couple different IDs from you?
Sure. Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Dust to False Metal. This is Joey DeMeo from Man of War telling you Joe Cleon kicks ass on Metamorphosis, 88.7 FM, WUJC. Kill.
Sounds real good. Well, I appreciate you taking out the time. And,
no, it's my pleasure. It really is. I appreciate the support that you're giving the group and True Metal in general, and we need people like you that got balls to play this music,
yeah,
that aren't wimps, that are into it, because, you know, people know when somebody's full of shit.
You know, you can't
say, yeah, man, I'm into True Metal and play a song.
Uh-huh.
And people know, uh-huh, you know, whether you're not into it.
The thing about Cleveland is there's no commercial station here in Cleveland.
That's right.
Since Z-Rock packed up and left.
Right.
You know, the college stations are what
controls right.
everything.
That's right.
Which is, you know, why I'm trying overboard to do as many interviews and things as I can and just...
Well, you know, we love Cleveland. I mean, we tore it up last time, and we're going to tear it up again. And the Cleveland crowd is just strictly animal. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I'm sure there'll be lots of animals going nuts on the 11th, man. It's going to be a great show.
Cool. Well, you know it's going to be a great show. Yeah, Cleveland would never let us down. We'll never let Cleveland down. Okay, brother. Listen, good luck. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
Same to you. Good luck on
tour.
All right,
buddy.